From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We welcome you to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns continues his series on the Law of God as he brings the opening portion of a message entitled, Christ, the End of the Law. The text is Romans chapter 10 and verse 4, For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. In introducing this message, Dr. Cairns first seeks to clarify what has always been a troublesome aspect of the text, that is, the meaning of the word end. As we'll see, the proper understanding of this term is the key to the whole verse. Dr. Cairns will be with us in just a few minutes. First, we invite your attention to this brief devotional thought from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Morning by Morning. This morning's text is found in John chapter 15 and verse 19. I have chosen you out of the world. Here is distinguishing grace and discriminating regard, for some are made the special objects of divine affection. Do not be afraid to dwell upon this high doctrine of election. When your mind is most heavy and depressed, you will find it to be a bottle of richest cordial. Those who doubt the doctrines of grace, or who cast them into the shade, miss the richest clusters of Eshcol. They lose the wines on the lees well refined, the fat things full of marrow. There is no balm in Gilead comparable to it. If the honey in Jonathan's wood, when but touched, enlighten the eyes, this is honey which will enlighten your heart to love and learn the mysteries of the kingdom of God. Eat, and fear not a surfeit. Live upon this choice dainty, and fear not that it will be too delicate a diet. Meat from the king's table will hurt none of his courtiers. Desire to have your mind enlarged, that you may comprehend more and more the eternal, everlasting, discriminating love of God. When you have mounted as high as election, tarry on its sister mount, the covenant of grace. Covenant engagements are the munitions of stupendous rock behind which we lie entrenched. Covenant engagements with the surety, Christ Jesus, are the quiet resting places of trembling spirits. His oath, His covenant, His blood support me in the raging flood. When every earthly prop gives way, this still is all my strength and stay. If Jesus undertook to bring me to glory, and if the Father promised that He would give me to the Son to be a part of the infinite reward of the travail of His soul, then my soul, till God Himself shall be unfaithful, till Jesus shall cease to be the truth, thou art safe. When David danced before the ark, he told Michael that election made him do so. Come, my soul, exult before the God of grace, and leap for joy of heart.
Thank you.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're delighted that you tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. We've been particularly encouraged by the response to the program content and the format. So if you have written to say that the Lord has blessed you, or to ask for some of the literature that we offer, then take our thanks for taking time to do so. And if you haven't yet done so, we would be delighted to hear from you. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular postal mail. You may write us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. As you can see, it's easy to contact us. Also, if you enjoy the program, you might like to join us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. We hope to hear from you, and that you'll join us on our website this week.
Now then, we're continuing with our studies in the law of God. This is the seventh study in the series, and we're reading tonight in the book of Romans, chapter 10, the first four verses of Romans, chapter 10. Before we read, we're going to bow in a moment's prayer and still our hearts before the throne of grace. Our gracious God and our Father in heaven, we thank Thee for this opportunity to look into Thy gracious and holy Word. We pray that Thou wilt bless it to our hearts. We pray that Thou wilt set Christ forth very clearly in this meeting. And our God, we pray that all the glory may be brought to Him. We pray that those who are still lost in sin will be brought to Him. That those who have a religion that does not include personal salvation will be brought to Christ. Lord, we plead with Thee this evening for the moving of Thy Spirit, and also that He may go on to bless the people of God, instructing us and edifying us as we learn more of the gospel of free grace. Fill now with Thy Spirit this instrument. Lord, grant to me the gracious anointing of spiritual power, that man may be hidden, that Christ may be seen, that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified. We ask these things, giving Thee our thanks, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Romans chapter 10, verse 1 to verse 4. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. Amen. The Lord will add His own blessing to the reading of His word for His name's sake. In many ways, this is an alarming passage of Scripture. If you understand it, you will never again rest comfortably on the mere fact that you are sincere in your religion. Here in Romans 10, Paul speaks of people who were sincere in their religious beliefs and exceedingly zealous toward God in implementing those beliefs. They were even diligent in their works to attain unto God's salvation. They were really trying to get to heaven. But, Paul says, they were utterly ignorant of the Lord's way of making sinners righteous and acceptable before Him. And so, depending upon their own obedience to the law of God, they rejected the gospel message of righteousness by faith in Jesus without any additional works of man. And it is very obvious that their sincerity and their zeal did not save them from the guilt of their Christ rejection, and so they remained in their sin, unsaved, away from God, with the doom of a lost eternity hanging over their heads. Now their folly and their tragedy lay in the fact that they strove to achieve salvation by personal obedience to God's law, all the while ignoring the truth that Paul spells out for us in the fourth verse of this passage, in which he says, Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. The Jews are far from being alone in that folly. I think there are millions, that's not an overstatement, there are millions sitting in churches all across America tonight who are committing the same sin. They are doing the very same thing, striving to establish their own righteousness before God. They are culpably ignorant of God's righteousness provided for sinners in the Lord Jesus Christ. And thus the words of verse 4 are very vital for us to grasp. Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believeth. And tonight I want to take some time to deal with this great theme of Christ, the end of the law. Now there is considerable difficulty in even understanding this text. This is one of those little verses of the Bible that you pass over and you imagine you understand it because there's none of the words in themselves that present any difficulty, apparently. But when you put it all together, and I'll ask you to do it just now as you sit there, just think for a moment, what exactly does this mean? And you'll realize there is considerable difficulty in coming to an understanding of this text. For example, take the word law. What is this law? There are those who would simply dismiss the text and say this is the ceremonial law, and the Lord Jesus brought it to an end by his own life and death. For reasons that I'm not going to go into at any length tonight, for the sake of time, that is an interpretation that I don't think will stand up to the context. Paul is speaking of something much more than the ceremonial law. Then there are others, and they will say with some degree, very considerable degree, of logic and Bible truth behind them, that this is the moral law of God considered as the covenant of works. And they are saying that is the meaning of the word law. There are others who want to take it in a much broader sense, and they'll say it is the moral law both as covenant and as commandment. So that's one thing we have got to settle. What is the law here? Then there's another word here that we have got to try and settle, and that is the word end. The word end. Now in English that sounds a very simple word, but even in English, even if you pronounce it as Dr. Barrados, that is not the simplest word to understand. The Greek word telos may mean simply a termination. That's how some people take this. If you believe this is the ceremonial law, then Christ is the termination of that law. If you are what I described last week as an antinomian, that is one who denies the law of God having any place in the life of the Christian, then you say Christ is the termination of the moral law. If you say the law is merely a covenant of works here, then you say he is the termination of the law as a way of righteousness to believers. The trouble with that is that the law never was a way of righteousness to believers, and you can't end what was never begun. So the word termination has real difficulties with it. Others take the word end to mean the aim of the law. The end of something is that to which it naturally inclines, or that for which God appointed it. What is the chief end of man? The Catechism asks. Man's chief end is to glorify God. That is his appointed end, the aim, the purpose for which God created him. And in Romans 7, verse 10, we read the commandment was ordained to life. That is the end, the aim of the law. Yet again, the word is taken by many commentators to mean fulfillment. Christ is the fulfillment of the law. And Paul seems to use the word with that meaning in 1 Timothy 1 verse 5, in what is in many ways a parallel passage, at least as expounding the law. Now the end of the commandment is charity. The idea there is the aim and fulfillment of the command is charity. The Lord Jesus used the word in this very same way in Luke 22 and verse 37. He said, I say unto you that this that is written must yet be accomplished. The word accomplished is the word ended. Must be accomplished in me. And he was reckoned among the transgressors, for the things concerning me have an end. And it's the same word. And obviously, he's saying, the things that were written have got to be fulfilled in me, for the things concerning me now have their fulfillment. So, we do have to consider then, what does the word end mean? And then, if that weren't difficult enough, we have yet another thing to concern us here, and that is a matter of translation. Now, in Greek as in English, the words are all very straightforward and very simple. But the order of the words in the Greek text is very different from that in the English text. The Greek text says, for the end of the law is Christ for righteousness to every believing one. We have Christ as the end of the law. That's perfectly good translation. Sometimes in classical languages you'll bring a word to the very first of the sentence if you want to lay emphasis on it. Christ is the end of the law. But taking the words at their face value, the end of the law is Christ for righteousness. Now here's the question. This word end, is that the subject of the sentence? Now I come back to your English class. Some of you are still at school and you have English teachers who try to batter this into your brains. The verb to be, which is understood in the text here, is a verb that takes what's called a complement. A subject and a complement. Now you all remember this. Is the word end the subject with Christ the complement, or is the word Christ the subject with the word end the complement? Makes sense both ways. But I'm going to stick tonight, to be very honest, I cannot see any real reason for departing from the order of the words as Paul gave them. And as I studied this, it came home to me very simply. Paul is saying the end of the law is, and if you could take this next phrase as meaning just one word, Christ for righteousness to believers. The end of the law is Christ for our righteousness.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.